ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद पैसिफाइज़ द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। प्लीज Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This cosmic manifestation, the material world, is also your body. This total lump of matter is agitated by your potent energy known as Kala Shakti. And thus the three modes of material nature are manifested. You awaken from the bed of Sesha, Ananta, and from your navel, a small transcendental seed is generated. It is from this seed that the lotus flower of the gigantic universe is manifested, exactly as a banyan tree grows from a small seed. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The three different forms of Mahavishnu, namely Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, who are the origin of creation and maintenance, are gradually being described. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is generated, and from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu gradually expands. Thus, Mahavishnu is the original cause of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu comes the lotus flower from which Lord Brahma is manifested. Thus, the original cause of everything is Vishnu, and consequently, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from Vishnu. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, wherein Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is an expansion of Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, who is an expansion of Sankarsana. In this way, Krishna is ultimately the cause of all causes. Sarvakarana karanam. The conclusion is that both the material world and the spiritual world are considered to be the body of the Supreme Lord. We can understand that the material body is caused by the spiritual body and is therefore an expansion of the spiritual body. Thus, when one takes up spiritual activities, one's entire material body is spiritualized. Similarly, in this material world, when the Krishna consciousness movement expands, the entire material world becomes spiritualized. As long as we do not realize this, we live in the material world. But when we are fully Krishna conscious, we will not live in this material world, but in the spiritual world. Apart from being a conditioned soul, I have no realization. Whatever I'm going to repeat is by your causeless mercy. So humbly, more or less everybody who is present here is senior to me. Humbly falling at your lotus feet, beg to show me some mercy, so that trying to be your humble servant, I'll try to speak a little bit whatever I know. Prahlad Maharaj is actually offering his prayers. So here he is actually coming to the portion where he is describing how the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. That is proper intelligence actually. Anything that we don't see, we think it is not there. Today, the technology is developing like anything. What is the result of the technology? Result is, we are reposing more and more the faith in our senses. Very unfortunate. But Prahlad Maharaj is a 5-year-old boy. He is offering prayers and he is telling this point. Forget about the whole cosmic manifestation. If we just on a new moon day, Amavasya day, and lie down and look in the sky, we see tens and thousands of stars. Science says every star is 10 to 1000 times bigger than sun. It bewilders our mind. Living in a small city, there are so many cities, so many continents and so many countries. But we think we are very great. And actually, whatever I am speaking for myself. We have this conditioning. That's why we don't venture to know who is behind this cosmic manifestation. That's why Krishna doesn't take any. Krishna honors our free will, doesn't try to reveal also. One day, in my initial days of Krishna consciousness, one day when he was telling this point, Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam. I said, no, I think, as far as I know, Krishna is only an incarnation of Vishnu. And the devotee asked me, which Vishnu? And I said, what do you mean, which Vishnu? I know only one Vishnu, whom I have seen in the movies. And I am so confident also. And then he said, Vishnu is a Trinirupani, Purusakshan, Yato Vidho. Ekantamata Srashtir Dvitiyam Andasamstitam Trutiyam Garvabhutastam Tani Jnata Vimuchyate. Three Nirupani. There are three Vishnus. But in the movies I see only one Vishnu. No. Movies is not, we don't base, our knowledge is not based on movies. They are conditioned souls. Prabhu, did you ever read fully Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? Not really. Then I thought, that's why this much arrogance. The problem with Indians is, they don't know anything. The problem is, they think they know everything. I asked, you are quoting a shloka, where is this shloka from? You know tantras? What is that? Tantra means some magic? No. There are books. This sloka is from Satvat Tantra. I had to humble myself before him because I don't know. Today, whatever is there in the movies, we believe that is as truth. One child was asked, who wrote Ramayana? Does anyone know? That boy raised, yes. Who? Ramanand Sagar. So, we should be very proud of our convent education. Vishnas the Trinirupani Purusakshan Yato Vido Yakanta Mata Srashtar. What is Mahatattva? Here, Satvatantra is explaining. He is the first Vishnu, Mahavishnu. He is the cause of the Mahatattva. The elements are there. Moolakas and Pradhan. But because of his intervention, the Mahatattva becomes manifest. Then from him comes Dvitiyam andasamstitam. So when the Mahavishnu lies down on the causal ocean, from his pores universes emanate. They look alike. To create the variegatedness, he enters into every universe. So that is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, he lies down in that Garbhodaka ocean. You know, under samsthitam. And from his navel comes a lotus flower, and from which Brahma takes birth. In the next sloka, it explains how Brahma, using his material intelligence, tries to figure out the source. Like the scientists who are venturing to finding out the origin with their limited abilities. Tritiyam sarvabhutastam. So from Garbhodak Sai Vishnu comes that Kshirodak Sai Vishnu, who is the super soul of all the living, sarvabhutastam, who is present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriday sarjana tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra arudani maya. Arjuna, I am present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Upadrishtacha anamantacha. I am the overseer and permitter. Everything is incident, nothing is accident in this world. So Paramatma, seeing our desires, at the right point of time, he puts us to the right people. Anybody who comes to know about these three Vishnus, Tani Jnatva Vimuchyate, they will come out of the cycle of birth and death. Sattva Tantra is explaining. But Prabhupada is writing here, we do not know anything. Whatever we see and look around, we think that is the reality. And we go with the flow. If you go to this VT, you see people moving around with such a speed. Busy bee. I want to tell you a real story. Definitely it will shake up. This story I have repeated so many times in America, but I have never told this here. This, whatever I am going to tell, appeared in a local newspaper of Bhuvaneshwar, which is very close to Jagannath Puri, 6 years ago. One newspaper, the sales was going down. So, to increase the sales of this newspaper, the managing director told the reporters, fill our newspaper with spicy articles so that, you know, we can increase our sales. This newspaper reporter went all the way from Bhuvaneshwar to Jagannath Puri because, you know, Jagannath Puri attracts so many people from all over the world, of course, by the concerted effort of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So many Westerners come. So, that way it's a holy place. Probably, he thought, I am going to get a plot, you know, which I can develop into an article and write. He went all the way to Jagannath Puri, looking around here and there, trying to find some spicy news. One day, after a few hours, what happened? He happened to see a beggar, begging. Same story yesterday I told in somebody's house. He was begging. Can you give me some money? He's a beggar, genuine beggar. Listen very carefully. When I listened it first time, I was shaken up. Can you give me some money? One person came in a very nice car. He came and he gave him 5 rupees. This person said, thank you very much, I don't want. You're hungry, you're begging for money, and when I come and give you good money, you're refusing? He said, no, thank you. Nahi chahiye. He refused him. Then another person came on a very nice motorbike, you know, he wore very nice dress, very civilized, came and gave him 2 rupees. He said, no, thank you. That's when this reporter saw him. He is begging for money and people are coming and giving him money and he is refusing. There is something here. Probably I'll get something, some good, you know, information for this article which I am going to write. Should I continue? So, end of the day, he was not taking money from many people. One lady, old lady came with her grandchild. And this grandchild gave him 25 paise coin. He took it. And he purchased one banana. Banana doesn't fill your stomach. So again he's telling, give me money. The next day morning, this reporter went to him straight. Said, you are begging for money. When people are coming and giving you money, you are refusing. And the girl gave you only 25 paise. It's not big compared to 5 rupees. But you took it. What is the logic behind it? He said, I take money only from human beings. I don't take money from animals. He said, what are you talking? Yesterday, whoever came to you, they were very rich, very cultured, civilized, wearing nice dresses. They are very civilized human beings. He said, no. I take money only from human beings. When they were talking like this, one person came and gave him 2 rupees. He said, thank you very much. That person became angry and he left. The reporter said, look, this person is looking so civilized and you are refusing money from him also. And the beggar said, come here. The beggar is a mystic. This beggar put his hand on his head. And he said, the person who gave me money, look at him. So this person was going. He was going, the front face is human being. But this person, this reporter, he got a vision. Behind his head, he is seeing a dog. He is going to become a dog. Now you tell me, by accepting these 2 rupees, you want me to take his karma for this just 2 rupees? This reporter was shocked. Means whomever I saw yesterday, very educated, see, driving in cars and motorcycles, so they are all going to become animals. The beggar said, that's why I didn't take money from them. For just one day, feeding belly, why should I take their karma, you know, ugra karma. I'll be part of their karma and I have to degrade. This article came in the newspaper. This reporter wrote. Now you tell me, today whole world is behind, I hope, especially India. I'm just looking around. Either parents want their son to become an engineer or a doctor, then go to abroad, make money, irrespective of whether you'll fall down or not. He drinks only once a week. 70-80% of Indians, they are alcoholics. And they have all the bad habits. Whenever we travel in trains, opposite person invariably, what he does, he takes something out and eats. It was not there 15 years before. At least where I was from. Now you tell me, Brahma lives 311,040,000,000,000 years, and that is only a Mahavishnu. Isn't it? Krishna. One swasa. But we live 60-70 years, not knowing that human life is very, very rare. It is for cleansing the heart and go back, revert back to the spiritual world. We misuse it. We abuse it. Not knowing how vulnerable the future is. And on the top of it, because India is the source for the whole spirituality, all the incarnations of Krishna emanated from here, we know philosophy here and there and we think that is correct. And we are not even willing to listen when somebody is genuine. Actually, there is very, very good point here. What is that good point? We can understand that this mental body is caused by the spiritual body and is therefore the expansion of the spiritual body. Thus, when one takes up spiritual activities, one's entire mental body is spiritualized. Very good point. People don't understand this. To be honest with you, either in America or India, there are more temples in India than universities. There are more churches in America than universities. So theology is a science. What is the difference between sentiment and science? The difference between sentiment and science is, science means a professor presents you a theory, take it to the laboratory, test it, you'll get the result. Sentiment means, my grandfather applied, he chanted 40 days this puja, he did this puja for 40 days and he got lottery. And then that deity, he will become, that is my family god, you know. What is the reason? Why he became your family god? 1970, this thing happened. My father followed his steps. I am following his steps. Here, Prabhupada is writing, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, the cosmic manifestation is your body. Yes, Krishna is as a super soul, Garbhasaishna is a super soul of the universe. But at the same time, you know, in the form of rays, sun is pervading the whole planet, but sun is far away from the planet. Taddure tadvadantike. His Upanishad says, he is very far, but he is very close, sitting next to our soul. But people don't understand. One pujari from Vrindavan, this story was told by one Prabhupada disciple in Second Avenue, 2001 actually. Dayananda Prabhu. So this pujari went to, you know, sometimes devotees also develop desire to travel. So this pujari on his way to America, he went to Rome, Vatican City, and they took, some people took him to the head of the institution there and introduced this pujari to him. Your Excellency, this is a priest from India. So the head of the institution received him and they started talking using a translator. So then this pujari happened to see a phone there. And he said, what is this phone? This phone has so many colors. Oh, that phone is very special. Why? This phone is not used for local calls, STD calls, international ISD calls, but this phone is exclusively used for inter-universal calls. With this, I can talk to God. Why this phone has so many colors? We really do not know what color God is like. So we have this phone. So people have different conceptions. That's why we put all the colors. Then pujari said, can I talk to him once? Then that head said, no. It's a very costly call. At least it takes 1 lakh liras. 100,000 liras, currency of Italy. He said, no, I don't want. I don't have that much money. But then he had said, no, don't worry. In this 5 minutes conversation, I found you very good. Talk. So this pujari dialed and he made a call. So the other person lifted their said, my lord, how are you? They spoke. He said, thank you very much. So very grateful. So he offered obeisance and came back to India. Few years later, this head, he visited India. So he landed in Delhi. Somebody said, you remember that pujari whom you met, that priest? He stays very close in Vrindavan. Yes, that person is very good, is very spiritual. I want to meet him. So they drove, this Pope drove all the way to Vrindavan. And they told pujari, this, you know, you met him in Vatican City a couple of years ago. He remembered that and he came to see you all the way. Oh, so they again they brought a translator. They start talking. So as this Pope was talking, he saw one phone. What is this? The phone is black actually. It was there. And he said, my Lord, Your Excellency, this phone is to make calls to God. And then he said, can I make a call? And he said, no, India is a poor country. It must be very costly. 100,000 liras, where can I bring? The pujari said, no, you can make a call. It is only a local call. It is not costly. The phone is only a local call. Just pick it up and talk. You can talk to God. Oh, yeah? So he picked it up and he talked. And he understood. It's only a local call. So it depends to perceive. To perceive, it depends on our advancement. It's very, very important actually. So what is it? What is Prabhupada writing here? Without his intervention, nothing happens. Actually, I was saying, the initial days of anybody, there will be definitely some maya of the conception. This whole gigantic manifestation, how come Krishna, you know, that person, how come he is the source for everything? Then one day, I was reading this Siddhis, Anima, Garima, Lagima, Mahima. One Siddhi, it is said, if you attain that Siddhi, you can create a planet. Wow. After all, a human being, they are unlimited in number. If he can, after attaining this mystic Siddhi, can create a planet, why not? Why is it difficult for Krishna, who has created all the human beings, to create this unlimited number of universes? So simple. So Mahendas, there is a huge building, but it is created by one person. The huge banyan tree, here it is written, comes from a small seed. Oh. So, if we understand God is a person, first thing we should know is God is a person. God is Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes, God is Nirguna, but doesn't mean he doesn't have a material quality. He doesn't have material quality. Sorry, it means he doesn't have mental quality, but doesn't mean he doesn't have spiritual, he doesn't have any qualities. It means he is with unlimited spiritual qualities. Unlimited. And one of the qualities, in the 64 qualities, that four qualities that Krishna possesses is, he has devotees who is imbued with the love of God. Prabhupada says it's very difficult for anybody. You know, then Mahapurusha, can we wear pant and shirt to Mahapurusha? Not really. We cannot put this dress on Mahapurusha and cry in tears. So in order to allow us to cleanse our heart and develop that love of God, the source of that Mahapurusha comes down. Krishna. And what he does? He allows us to deal with him in our very neophyte ways, but still just by serving him, what we do? We make some development. And that's why deity worship is one of the five potent forms of devotional service as enunciated by Rupa Goswami. So once we are imbued, rasa and tattva, Gaurgopal Prabhu was explaining 2 weeks back in that meeting. Tattva means, yes, Supreme Lord, all the universe are, you know, the source of Krishna is Balram, you know, then Sankarsana, then Chaturviha, Narayan, then Mahavishnu. Yes, it's all tattva. But what is the use of tattva? The use of tattva is this personality is the source of everything, but he is a suhrda sarvadehinam. He is the friend of all the living entities. What is the beauty with Krishna? If you accept Krishna as your son, he'll become your son. If you accept Krishna as your friend, he'll become your friend. If you accept Krishna as a lover, he'll become your lover. All the five rasas are possible with Krishna. Only with Krishna. So here, what is that? Out of the influence of Yoga Maya, Traya cha Upanishad bischa, Sankhya Yogascha Saswati, Upajiya Manas Tamanyam, Upajiya Manas Mahatyam, Hari Samanya Tatmajam, Traya cha Upanishad bischa. These Upanishads, they are written by those personalities after doing a lot of tapasya. When after attaining that realization, they are writing these Upanishads. Still, they don't get that darshan. Trayacha Upanishadbhischa. Some people, they do sadhana, Sankhya Yogascha. They are doing the practice Sankhya Yoga. All the yogas. But Supreme Lord doesn't appear. Even if he is pleased, he will appear in that 400 Vishnu form. Upajiya Manas Mahatmyam. He is glorified in the very scriptures. But because her heart is imbued with the love of God, she is telling Krishna, what do you know about Krishna? He is not the Supreme Lord. He is my Hari Samanya Tatmajam. He is my son. If I don't feed him, he'll become sick. He may die. That is Krishna. What is the entrance? What is the price to enter into the spiritual world? Why Ajamil was not allowed to enter into the spiritual world? His heart was purified, he was liberated. But he has not attained the love of God. Because he has not attained that love of God, Krishna Prema, the Bhagavad Prema, Krishna Prema, the Vishnu Dutas left him. No, furthermore. So the Sankhya Yogis, Jnana Yogi, Bhakti Yogi, this Karma Yogi, and Jnana Yogi, their ultimate aim is attain liberation. But to enter into the spiritual world, what is needed? This consciousness. Hari Samanya Tatmajam. Sridhar Swami, the expert commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, today people, either in the West or East, they go for yoga schools for what? To get relieved of the stress and to become peaceful. We have everything. What is not there is peace. Always anxiety. Like this, you know. But Sridhar Swami says, Mother Yashoda is always in anxiety. So she is at home cooking. Maybe my son is, some snake may come and attack. He may catch fire. Or some demon may come and attack. She is in anxiety. This anxiety, Sridhar Swami is telling, the topmost samadhi no one has attained. No mystic yogi, no other yogi has attained. She has not gone to Himalayas. She is not an expert of Vedic scriptures. Or she is not doing all these severe austerities. Why? Why Sridhar Swami is writing? She has attained the topmost platform. We are actually doing Damodar Arati every day. That facility Krishna has given only to Mother Yashoda. Not to Brahma, not to Shiva, not even Goddess of Fortune. Why? It's because Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hrudayeshu Vilopayante. Her heart is imbued for the love of God. Everything that she does is meant for Krishna. She has no problem facing any type of hardship for Krishna. Actually, Krishna, we see on the Kaliya pastime. Careful if you watch. All glory is that personality who has drawn that picture. When Krishna is bound in the coils of this Kaliya, but very far in the background, Mother Yashoda people are holding. If this person, if she has an idea that if he walks on the pebble, when she kisses him, his cheeks are becoming red. She is worried. When he steps on this pebble, probably it may cause pain. That personality, smooth and soft personality, is coiled by the most envious snake. How can she digest? No, I can't live. She wanted to die. That is love. It's very, very important. Then Krishna, he leaves the tattva. Then he comes down. Otherwise, he is Mahapurusha. We can't even access him. But what happens? When our heart is imbued, we cross all these philosophical conclusions and conclude that Krishna is my son, Krishna is my lover, or I am his servant, or I am his servant of servant. Then what Krishna does? I'll finish this story in 1 minute. Kastam bala balan jakim hete man mandira shankaya tatyuktam tannavanita patra vare hastam kimardanyase mata kanchana vatsakam ragayatam maga vishadankshana nityevam varavallava prativacha krishnasya pushnatuna. One day Krishna went to steal butter and yogurt. What if, why should Krishna go and steal yogurt and butter in somebody's house when they themselves have 9 lakh cows? So this gopi, she went outside, she came inside, and she went into the kitchen. She happened to see one person, bluish black in color, wearing a peacock feather, wearing pitambar, looking very beautiful. And from behind she understood, she is so very happy. Wow, Krishna came. But why he came, that is the problem. How did she see him? Putting his hand in the butter pot. He is stealing butter. So the conversation is going like this. Balaka kastvam bala balana jakkimi hate tvam kaha. Who are you? As though she doesn't know anything. Immediately Krishna turned. He was caught red-handed. He has a fear in his heart. Every day these gopis go and complain to my mother. And what if she catches hold and takes me? What if she takes me to my mother? So first thing Krishna did was, he was not perturbed or disturbed. He smiled. Slowly he was taking his hand out from the butter pot. Balaka tvam kaha, who are you? Balanuja, brother of Balrama. He didn't say, I am Krishna. So Balrama may have so many brothers. So he's telling Balanuja. She laughed inside, but she was pretending anger. Why are you here? Yahakim. Krishna said, you don't understand? No problem. Manmandira Shankaya. I thought this is my house. Oh, this is not my house. It's your house. I let me go. She said, wait. Okay. You did some mistake. You thought this is your house and you came here. But why tatyaktam tannamanita patravare hastam kimarjanase? Why this butter pot? Why your hand is in that butter pot? Again, Krishna was not disturbed. If he is disturbed, she will put him to his mother. She said, oh, don't worry. Mata kanchana vatsakam. Vatsakam means kept. In this area, actually, I was grazing. You know, I was taking all this, you know, herd. And in that herd, one calf lost its way. And I was searching for that calf here and there. And he took that butter pot and showed her. I was just seeing whether that calf is in this or not. Nothing else. Don't worry. Anyway, it is not there. Let me go. The way Krishna explained, she laughed. Krishna understood. Her anger is gone. He ran away. Mata kanchana vatsakam mrugitam maga avishadankshana diyavam urallacha varavallama prativacha krishnasya pushnatana. May that personality of God had, who was uttering these broken words, somehow trying to escape from the hands, may bless us. Why? She doesn't know that actually she wants to talk to him. What she doesn't know, she is actually containing him. Wait. She wants to talk. But she doesn't know one point. What is that? Krishna. Shishi Radha Gopinath Ji ki jai. Krishna, understanding her desire, talking these sweet, nice things to make her happy. That's why Narad Muni, one of the Narad Bhakti Sutras, what is it? Anirvachaniyam Prema Swarupam. That Supreme Lord's love, anirvachaniyam, cannot be defined. To be honest with you, the problem is from our side, not from his side. You take one step, he takes 100 steps. The problem is we don't even take one step. Loo nahi loo. Should I take that step or not? In that our life is gone. So, but somehow or other in the association of devotees, if we cultivate, it's very difficult. For me also. For me actually. Because of this crooked mind. But somehow or other, yena kena prakarena. Stay in the association of devotees. And somehow develop the desire to relish the association of devotees and the Krishna Katha. Then, one day by the mercy of Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, we will also make it. But till such time, you have to keep on trying. Very, very grateful. Please excuse me if I have spoken anything wrong. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.